So our listener Lucy wants to tell her best friend from when she was a kid, hey, want to be something more? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hello.
Hi. I love you guys. Aww. Just need some advice.
Okay.
I am 20. This guy is 22 years old.
Sure.
He lives in Florida right now, but he's going to move back to the area.
Okay.
And he's been my best friend since we were kids. But he moved to Florida 2 years ago and is now coming back. And even though we don't talk like we used to, we kind of fell out of touch in a way. I've always had a connection to him.
Okay, great.
So I wrote this poem, but I'm kind of afraid to show him this poem because I'm afraid he will get creeped out. So I need some advice on whether or not I should show it to him. Thanks. Here it is. You ready?
Okay. Do we need music?
Maybe.
Okay.
I feel so empty. Please fill my heart with your baby blue eyes.
Aww.
Brighten my room with your crystallized smile.
Oh.
Make me feel alive again with your jocular personality. Let's take a moment, see through each other's eyes the pain, the love, the sorrow, the fright that lies behind.
Mm.
And I will diminish your pain.
Oh.
I will break the cold with my warmth.
Okay.
I will sink into your world and become you.
Oh.
I will show you what you've never experienced before.
Okay.
I will protect you.
Nice.
I'll unveil and let you into my world.
Okay.
Whatever you do, don't lose track. Don't get lost. If you do, find your way back.
Mm.
Find your way back to me.
Mm.
I am always here waiting for that gregarious soul.
Oh.
I am always here for you.
Sure.
I will swing on the clock and wait for the time to tick for us to be together again.
Okay.
May not be now, may not be sometime soon, but I will never lose sight of those baby blues.
Okay.
I will never let myself drift away from you. My heart still burns for you.
Okay.
My body is in sync with you.
Yes.
No matter what, our love is profound.
Okay.
So what do you think? Beautiful? Creepy? If not this, how else would you suggest I let him know how I feel?
As a guy, I'm going to say don't give that to him.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
It feels like a lot when it's going to be maybe coming from left field.
Maybe, yes. And if that's the first thing that you give him when you see him after he moves back here, that's going to be a little bit, I think, weird. I mean, this is me. Like, obviously, you know this guy a little bit better than I do.
Yes, but I feel like your instincts are probably spot on, especially since it's been 2 years since he's lived in Florida and you said you kind of fell out of touch. So to me, I feel like that's a level of something you give to someone maybe you are already in love with. They love you. You're planning a life together. Maybe that's the level that your poem is at.
And this may be a little nitpicky, but I feel like that's more of a love essay than a love poem, because I was really hoping that when she said...
More rhyming. You needed more rhyming.
Swing on the clock and wait for the time to tick.
I was hoping that she would have said... Stop talking.
Talk. Clock, talk, rhymes. Hello, what do you think I was going to say? I wanted that to rhyme.
I'm not going to go there.
I'll swing on the clock and wait for
okay,
some time.
Okay.
Talk.
Okay.
See, that would have been good, right? Why do you think my mind immediately goes there?
Because it does!
There are other words that rhyme with clock.
Okay.
Other than your dirty mind.
You're right. I got a little nervous there. Anyway,
I know, you started to cut me off before I can finish my sentence.
Yeah. Anyway, Lisa was like, I'm so uncomfortable. Tony the Welder, for God's sake, don't let him read that. Just say that you just want to see him and go on some dates. And you hold on to that for your wedding. That's what he
says. She said she's 20, so she needs some guidance. Let's keep that in mind.
Right.
As we give some advice.
That felt like a cannonball in the deep end. Let's dip our toe, test the temperature first, because again, you fell out of touch a little bit. Yes, you have been longtime buddies. So you need to start just sending some vibes out there when he gets back in town and you can start hanging out again and just maybe start to see if he might consider changing the status of your relationship.
502-795-1997. Send us a voice note. Let us know what you think. You can text it to us right there, or you can call, or just let us know your take, especially if you've got a story about, like, receiving a letter like this.
Or a story of how you transitioned right. from being really mm-hmm. super close
yeah,
friends
that would
to
be good.
Being in a romantic relationship. That right there. We can give her some, we can, like, workshop some other methods to do that.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll do that coming up on Group Therapy. Hey, so let's keep in mind with this group therapy that Lucy is 20 on 99.7 DJX.
Maybe she's learning to navigate, you know, adult relationships. Yes.
Yeah, and kind of wanting to tell her best friend from childhood, who's been away at Florida for a couple years, moving back to the area, that she really cares about him and wants to move this friendship from friends to something more. She wrote a poem. It's very involved. It tosses out the L word. And
little aggressive.
I was going to say, as a guy, I don't know if I'm ready to receive that.
Well, and the big part is he's been in Florida for 2 years and they've kind of fell out of touch. So they haven't been like having this super close relationship continue on. So I think we need to like reestablish that once he moves back before we start to dive full into the deep end of I want to be more than friends.
Yeah, Lee on Facebook, it's nice, that poem, but to me, it comes on strong.
Yes.
You fell out of touch for 2 years. You're not sure he's into you the way that you're into him.
Right.
May push him away, but I would go slow. Maybe meet up a few times once he's back.
Yes.
Catch the vibes, go from there.
Reestablish the connection you had before.
Right.
Because we don't know the status of that is with him since you fell out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what so many people are saying. Francis said, yeah, maybe see if he's in the same headspace as you. You need to really start testing, all right, if you maybe start to do some flirty things, mm-hmm. you know, and then see if he seems to reciprocate some flirtiness back. Then that might give you a little bit more of a green light to broach the subject of, hey, what if we went on a date? And we start with just going on a date before you pledge your undying love forever and forever in a
yeah.
poem.
Yeah, Steve's like, if I moved back from Florida and a girl gave me that poem, I would pack my stuff and go right back to Florida.
Okay, all right. So, yes, all right. So, from a guy, this is good. This is good, Lucy, because you need a guy's perspective on this. And, yes, Tony says, you know, for God's sake, don't let him read that. Just say you want to see him and go on some dates. Hold that for the wedding. Yes, that's more of a before we get married kind of a wedding poem.
Now, keep in mind, this advice coming from Kelly is from the same person who gave a guy a cassette tape of Bonnie Raitt.
Don't patronize.
Listen, I was dating him at the time. Thanks. But
you love me.
It was like
if you don't.
Casual dating. And I was just that was me trying to like say, hey,
but
let's
I'm saying,
make me your girlfriend officially, please.
Right. So
and
I'm just
then,
saying
then he did not.
You
he did not.
We've all been in those places
right.
where you're like you're desperate.
Listen,
you're throwing it out there.
That was more of a thing back then. Can you just before you start throwing shade at my methods? A lot of people gave cassette tape singles.
I'm just saying, maybe
songs that had a message you wanted
yeah,
to convey.
But you know what? Maybe that is a good way to go and just say, "Hey, I heard this song and I thought of you." And maybe it's like Dave Matthews Band, "Lovers to Friends."
Oh yeah, Crash Into Me.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I mean, there are a ton of songs. And that was just the first one that came to mind. But there are a ton of songs about going
from friends to lovers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So there's a way to maybe say it in
more subtly.
Yeah. Hey, I heard this song on the radio the other day.
Yeah.
And I thought of you.
Let's
and then play it for him or let him listen to it on his own.
Yes.
And then he gets the hint.
First step, he
like
moves
that.
Back. You start hanging out again. Then the second step is going to be
mixtape.
Mixtape? Are we flirting first? I feel like we flirt first.
I mean,
first.
You and obviously flirt. Yes, that's a part
tape.
Of the entire thing.
Okay. All right.
But if
he's not flirting back, then are we aborting the mixtape?
No, we're not aborting the mixtape. Okay. We're just, we're And I say mixtape, I don't mean mixtape. I just mean, I'm not saying create a Spotify playlist and give it to them that's all full of these songs.
That's kind of the digital mixtape now,
right,
isn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, I heard this song, you know, the other day and I thought of you and let them discover it.
Gosh, thank God. You know what? Back in the day, I had to literally sit there in front of the radio with record and pause pressed on my cassette tape. That's how I had to make a mixtape back then.
Okay,
Meemaw. Can we just acknowledge where we are now?
Yeah, it's easier to make.
It's much easier to make a little mixtape.
Yeah.
Or a little video of like pictures of you guys together.
Again,
that's
Kelly,
later.
You are in the mindset of Bonnie Raitt and the.
It didn't work out for me, by the way, Lucy. That didn't work out. It didn't have the effect of, oh, you're right, I do love you. It didn't have that effect. It didn't.
Hey, good luck, Lucy. I think there are some great suggestions here. Maybe keep that written, fold it up, and put it in your shoebox under your bed.
Yes.
And keep it there for a special day.
100%. We need to reestablish the connection. Let's hang out first. Mm-hmm. Let's start hanging out like you used to, and then we can send out some flirty vibes, see if you start to get them back, and then figure out how to proceed.
All right, good luck.
And come back to us.
Keep us posted, yes, for sure.
Yes.
Can we check back in with you?
Yes, I feel like we need to be guiding her through the whole process.
All right, next week?
Yes, next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, give her the weekend to sure up some things. Well,
He's probably got to get settled and stuff. He may not have a ton of time to hang on.
I was going
to
say, I don't know the timeline on him getting back here. She didn't say.
Right. So we got to let him get here, get established, let him hang out for a little bit, and then we'll touch back.
All right, cool. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.